Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jaya Karamore. Tama bina kedayalu jagat sansare. Tama bina kedayalu jagat sansare. Patita pavana hetu tava avatara. Mosama patita prabhu na paibe ara. Aha prabhu nitananda premananda suki. Kripa bala kana karo ami bara duki. Daya kara sita pati Advaita Gosai. Tava kripa bale pai Chaitanya nitai. Aha swarup sanatana rupa ragunata. Pata juga Shri Jivaha Prabhu Lokanata. Dayakara Shri Acharya Prabhu Srinivasa. Rama Chandra Sangamage Narottamodasa. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Daya Karamore. Thank you. Omabina Kedayalu Jagata Sansare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Pad Paramahams of Hari Raja Kacharya Asta Tarsa Tishin Shimad is Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai Samaveta Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious assembled devotees. All glorious to Sri Sri Guru and Garanga. All glorious to Srila Prabhupada. Hare Krishna. So today we're reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, chapter 23, text 26 through 31, chapter entitled, I don't know, Life's Ultimate Goal, something like that, something like that. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jaya Jaya Sri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Ama Jnana Timarandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Swayam Rupakadamayam Tadati Svapadantikam. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Samanite Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharne Nirvisesha Shunyavadi Paschacha Dishatarne Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhyevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Where we are here? What we got here? All right. Cantira Verta Kalat Samir is okay. Okay, this is Chaitanya Charitamrita chapter 20, Madhyalila chapter 23, text 26. It says, Sarvottama Apana Ke Hina Kori Mane.
Sarvottama Apana Ke Hina
Translation is, although a purity devotee's standard is above all, he still considers himself to be in the lowest stage of life. Oh, yeah, next one also. Haro ratim vahan esha. Narendranam shikamani. Biksham artan aripure. Svapakam apivandate. These two verses. We'll read this verse any first, I guess. King Bhagirata always carried affection for Krishna within his heart. Although Bhagirata Maharaj was the crown jewel of kings, he was still wandering about and begging alms in the cities of his enemies. He was even offering respects to chandalas, low-class men who eat dogs. Purport, this is a quotation from the Padma Purana. So, context here, we are reading, these are the Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami introduced the 9 symptoms of one who is situated in bhava. Means he's an advanced devotee. Bhava means advanced devotee, just before the stage of prema. Prema is love of God, which is our goal. This is, I think, life's ultimate goal. That's our life's ultimate goal. This is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, prema paramarto praman. Prema pumarta. Artha means there's the goals are like that. We in human society, generally materialistic society, there's 4 goals. Dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Dharma means religiosity. We perform religiosity, and the result of religiosity is usually you get some kind of facility, artha. Facility means some wealth or nice arrangement for comfortable living. Dharma, artha, and by that artha, with that artha, then you can have very nice kama. You can have your sense gratification. Because these are materialistic society, these are things with there everyone is trying for. Everyone is trying for money, and what they're going to do with the money? Enjoy themselves, senses, enjoy their senses. But unfortunately, these things are not very satisfying for a long time, for an intelligent person, that is, because he grows old. And then how can you enjoy your senses when you're old? You can't enjoy your senses when you're old. You get sick, and so many problems are there, frustrations. And when one gets so much frustrated, he can't take it anymore, then he goes for that 4th one. It's called moksha, liberation. Forget all this stuff. You just get out of here. Let me get, so these are dharma, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he introduced this prema pumarto. Pumarta means prema pumarto mahan. This is the greatest of all. This is the panchama purushartha. This is the 5th goal of life, is prema. So this prema, before this stage of prema comes bhava, not bhava. Actually, we're going to talk something about this pronunciation, Sanskrit pronunciation, because these 2 verses here, Krishna Das Kaviraj, he's going through these 9 symptoms of one who is in bhava. This is the 4th. He gives the verse by Srila Rupa Goswami quotes in the, gives these symptoms in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Nectar of Devotion. Kshantir avyarta kalatvam viraktir manasunyata. That means these 9 symptoms are there. Kshantir. Kshantir means tolerance, not, and then kalatvam. what is that? Avyartakalatam, not wasting time, not even a moment. And Viraktir in detachment from material enjoyment. Manasunyata means pridelessness. So this today we're reading these two, Manasunyata, and the next one is Ashabandha. Today, these two verses that we just read here, although pure devotee standard is above all, he still considers himself to be in the lowest stage of life. And then he gives the example. Krishna Das Kaviraj gives the example of King Bhagaratha, who even wandered in cities of his enemies and begged alms. And he says, Narendranam Shikamani, he was the greatest of all kings. Narendranam means, Nara is human being, and Indra means a king like that. Narendranam means plural. Of all the kings, he was Shikamani, the crown jewel of all kings. Bhiksham Atan Aripure. Aripure means the city of his enemies, his places of his enemies. Just like I have Murari, the killer of the Mura demon. Ari means enemy. Aripure. Pure is the city like that. So Bhiksham Atan Aripure. Atan means wandering about. Shvapakam api vandate. Even vandate means you're offering respects, even shvapakam, the chandalas who cook the dogs. So this is a... What happened? This is an example. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. He's actually taking this from Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. These verses, same verses are given in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, I think. Manasunyata. Mana means respect or honor. Not to be confused with mana. Like we say, Bhajahure mana, Srinanda Nandana. He says, my dear mind, please worship the son of Nanda Maharaj. So mana is mind, and from mana comes respect, man. Just like we have amanina, manadena. Manadena means to give respects. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this formula. Amanina manadina. We give respect to all others, but we don't expect any. Amanina, we don't want any for ourselves. Then kirtaniya sadahari. Then we can have that avyarta kalatvam, not wasting time, but chanting. Kirtaniya sadahari, always chanting. So, but in the Bhagavad Gita also, Krishna talks about Tata mana pamanayo, that someone who has achieved the super soul realization, he's mana pamanayo, tata mana. He's not concerned. Mana is respect, and apamanayo means disrespect. He's not, he's equipoised in either. Either he gets respect or disrespect. He's equipoised. Manada means someone who's giving respect. Da, we give the, what is that? Suffix, da. Narada, he's premada. So manada means one who gives respect. I was going through all these things there, Chaitanya Charitamrita, and Srimad Bhagavatam, Prakshit Maharaj and Kardama Muni are addressed as manada, someone who's always respectful for others. Ananda Maharaj is also given there. So these are symptoms of advanced devotees, these manasunyata, completely devoid of the desire for receiving respect. These are not to be imitated, but these are actually natural symptoms of one who is advanced in devotional service. So the next one that comes after Manasunyata, Ashabandha. Ashabanda Samutkanta Namagani Sadaruchi goes on. These are going to be all covered in this chapter of Chaitanya Charitamrita. Ashabanda's next one means that's having some hope. So these next two verses here, we have text 28. Krishna Kripa Kari Bena Trida Kari Mani Jani. You can repeat. Krishna Kripa Kari Bena Trida Kari Jani. It says, translation is, a fully surrendered devotee always hopes that Lord Krishna will be kind to him. This hope is very firm in him. Trida Kari Jani. Jani. And then now the example is given here. Can repeat. Na prema shrav. Repeat after me. Now this we're going to responsively. Please. Na prema shravanadi bhakti rapi yava jogo tava vaishnavo. Can do better. Na prema shravanadi bhakti rapi va jogo tava vaishnavo. Jnanam va shubha karma va kiyadaho saj jati rapyastiva. Jnanam vashubha karma bhakti adaho saj jati rapyastiba. Hinartha dika sadake tvai tatapya chidya mula sati. Hinartadika sadake tvaita tapya chidya mula sati. Hey gopi jana balabha vyatate yate ha ha mad ashaivamam. Hey gopi jana balabha vyatayate ha ha mad ashaivamam. Na prema shravanadi bhakti rapi va yogo tava vaishnavo. Jnanam va shubha karma va kiyadaho saj jati rapyasti va. Jnanartha dika sadake tvai satapya chidya mula sati. Hey gopi jana balabha vyatayate ha ha madashaivamam. On a chant. Na prema shravanadi bhakti rapi va yogo tava vaishnavo. Jnanam va shubha karma va kiyadaho saj jati rapyasti va. Jnanartha dika sadake tvai satapya Hinartadikasadaketaitatapyachidjamulasati. He gopi jana vallabha vyatayate ha ha mada shaivama. Anybody else? Anybody else? Want to try? No. Pramana Shravanadi Bhakti Apivayo Gotava Vaishnavo. Ganam Vashubha Karma Vakiyadaho Sajjatirapyasti. Inartadikasadaketaitatapyachedamulasati. Ladies? Na prema shravanadi bhakti api vayo gotava vaishnavo. Jnanam vashubha karma vakiyadaho sajjatirapyastiva. Hinartadikasadaketaitatapyachidyamulasati. Anyone else? All right, word for word synonyms. Na, not. Prema, love of God. Shravana Adi, consisting of chanting, hearing, and so on. Bhakti, devotional service. Api, also. Ba, or comes a few times in the verse. Huh? Ah. Yoga, the power of mystic yoga. Ataba, or Vaishnava, befitting a devotee. Jnanam, knowledge. Va, or Shubha Karma, pious activities. Ba, or kiet, a little. Oho, O my Lord, sat jati, birth in a good family. Api, even. Asti, there is. Ba, or hina artha adhika sadake. Who bestows greater benedictions upon one who is fallen and possesses no good qualities? Tvai, unto you. Tata api, still. Achedjamula, whose root is uncuttable. Sati, being. Hey, ho, Gopijana Ballabha, most dear friend of the gopis. Vyatayate, sorry, gives pain. Ha ha, alas, my, mut, my, asha, hope, eva, certainly, mam, to me. Translation purport based on angry Śrīla Prabhupāda, ki jai. Oh my Lord, I do not have any love for you, nor am I qualified for discharging devotional service by chanting and hearing. This is my description of my position. Nor do I possess the mystic power of a Vaishnava, knowledge, or pious activities. Nor do I belong in a very high caste family. On the whole, I do not possess anything. Still, O beloved of the gopis, because you bestow your mercy on the most fallen, I have an unbreakable hope that is constantly in my heart. That hope is always giving me pain. And purport is this verse by Sanatana Goswami is quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.3.35. So there's not too much in purports here today. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. So Asha, it comes in the verse here. What is that? Ashaiva, mom. It's combined, it's a joint combined. Hey, Gopi Jana Vallabha Vyatayate, ha ha mad Ashaiva, mom. Asha, this is my hope. So this is coming from this chantira vyarta, Asha Bandha, Samut Kanta. Asha Bandha means hope. From Pushkar Prabhu, we got this, quote from Pingala. Pingala is a prostitute giving some good instructions in the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. She says that, asha hi paramam dukam, that this hope in the material world, this means, because material, asha means practically, I think it's synonymous with kama. Some desire, some hope is there, some desire. So she says she has some experience. She said, asha hi paramam dukam, that this hope in the material world is the greatest misery. And she says, nir asha paramam sukam, that the greatest hope is to be completely free from this asha, nir asha. Nirasha paramam sukham, to be completely free from this. Vaishnavas, they not understand that this is not a condition of actually living entity cannot be free from. Śrīla Prabhupāda says you can't be free from desire and hopes. You have to have some kind of hope. So we have some hope is there. We sing it every day in our Guru Puja. You know that, what is that hope? Was that Narottam Das Thakur gives what that hope should be, that Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chitte Te Kariya Aikya Arna Kariya Mane Asha. Asha means, it comes in this verse. Arna Kariya Mane Asha. We have no other hope. Only one hope is there. That is described, that Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, the lotus mouth of the spiritual master, whatever comes from his lotus mouth, Guru Mukha Padma Vakya, Chitte Te Kariya Aikya, that we should become purified by hearing those words. That is the only hope for the devotees. Asha Bandha, you have some kind of hope. Otherwise, Bhagavad Gita, this going back to Pingala, the hopes in the material world, Krishna gives a description in the 16th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, Asha Pasha Shatayar Buddha Kama Krodha Parayana. He gives the definition of a materialistic person, what demonic qualities of a materialistic person. He says, Asha Pasha, Asha, the word is Asha, the hope. Asha Pasha is just bound up by these hopes. Asha Pasha Shatayar Buddha. Buddha means bound up. And how bound up? Asha Pasha Shatayar. Hundreds. Shatayar means hundreds, actually, but they have millions. It was that Sarvakama. Ashesha Kama. Or Asha Pasha Shatta Shatta Klesha Deya Avirata. Avirata means constantly. Asha Pasha. This Asha Pasha means just engaged, entangled in all these hopes in the material world. Asha Pasha Shatta Shatta. Here, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says hundreds and hundreds. Klesha Deya Avirata. Klesha means miseries. This is the going back to like Pingala says. Pingala. Klesha Deya. What's that? She didn't say there's any hope. She said there's no hope. She wasn't, the material, she was on the material field, but her instructions were, So, Asha Pasha Shatta Shatta Klesha Deya Abhirata. The material world means you're constantly frustrated by these hopes that we have. So, what is that? We have to give up that hopes, those hopes in the material world. Arana kariyamani asha. We have to give up all others. Arana. Ara means other. And na, no. No other hope than that Guru Mukha Padma Vakya Chittiti Kariya Aikya. We only want to become purified by not only hearing from the spiritual master, we should follow his instructions. This is the important thing. Hinartadika sadakam. In the verse here of today, what did we have? Hinartadika sadake tayi tatapya chedya mula sati. That does, comes in the, I think, a seventh chapter of Adi Lila. Agatye ka. Katim natva hinartadika sadakam. Yeah? Second probably. No? Sri Chaitanya likyate sya prema bhakti vadanyata. That we should have, for Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he's very kind to those who have no other shelter. Agatye ka gatim. One who has no other shelter than Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we're actually, I was looking. Because I asked a couple, because these are symptoms of bhava. Bhava is an advanced stage. I had some memory, nobody else remembered, but I had something from the back in the day, 70s, that I heard something that bhava can be attained by summit cleanliness. Nobody else heard that, I don't know. Huh? Bhava can be attained by summit cleanliness. So I looked up in folio, I couldn't find it there, and nobody here remembers it. But when I was looking for it, it said that bhava can be attained by following the ways of life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because we want to attain the bhava. We want to attain bhava. Bhava becomes before prema. We want to attain that stage, bhava, first and then prema. But bhava, how we can attain it? Bhava can be Chaitanya. Srila Prabhupada says bhava can be attained by following the ways of life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And what is the ways of life of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? He says, Param Vijayate Sri Krishna Sankirtana. That Param Vijayate, this is like a double emphasis. Jaya, we say Jaya means glories, but Vijaya means specifically glories, and Param Vijayate, a very emphasis on the Sri Krishna Sankirtan, that this is the Jagyai Sankirtana Prajer, Hijanti Hi Sumedasa, someone who has some kind of good intelligence. Sumedasa means very good intelligence. Jagyai Sankirtana Prajer, that he should engage in the worshiping the Lord by this process of Sankirtan. There is no, this is the very simple process, and we have, Ashabanda. I want to go back. We should go back. Ashabanda, one example is there. Srila Prabhupada gave a nice example. Ashabanda means we have to have that hope. These are symptoms that we have to strive for, not exactly imitate, but we have to keep them on our radar, that we should understand where we're going. When you're going on a trip, on a journey, you have to understand, oh, we have to go through this town and then that town and this town. So we're going on. We have to have this Ashabanda. The Srila Prabhupada gave a very nice example of Ashabanda. He gave the example of Mukunda. Mukunda, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was having his, what do they call? Mahaprakash Lila. He was giving different benedictions to different devotees. And he was calling all devotees one after another, Haridas Thakur, Advaita Charya, Gangadas Pandit. He was giving them benedictions according to their desires. And everybody was being called, and then they said, Chaitanya, what about Mukunda? He's your old friend. He's your classmate. He's your friend. He's a devotee. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, this Mukunda, he goes here and there. He goes to listen to all these different groups. I don't know how this ties in with our interfaith conferences, but anyway, Srila Prabhupada didn't too much entertain these ideas of going to other groups like that. Anyway, for preaching, anything is possible. But anyway, when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was asked about it, Mukunda, he says, this guy, he's, what do they call, Hata Jadi, something. He's giving some kind of respect when he's giving, and when he comes to the Vaishnavas groups, he's giving nice, singing nice, and acting nice Vaishnav humility. But when he goes to the Mayavadis, he listens to them, this Yoga Vishishta, and this way he's hitting me with a stick like this. He said, I will not, I don't want to see him ever again. And they went and they said, well, you'll never see him again? He said, no, maybe after a million lifetimes, then I can see him. And when Mukunda, he was standing on the side behind a curtain, something like that, he said, he's going to see me after a million lifetimes. Haribol, jai, jai. So this is a very nice example of Ashabanda, that one can have some kind of hope, hope against hope, that we'll get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. So, huh? Ten million, yeah. Koti is 10 million. They don't have a word for the. Yeah, yes. So anyway, this very simple process of Sankirtan, just somehow or other, if we can go out on Sankirtan, or at least if we can support the Sankirtan movement in some way or other. Everyone has different position in life, that old age is coming. We have some different problems. This Baba, okay. All right. When I was looking at, they gave also the example, this King Indra has a hog. He has Ashabanda. We have this Asha, we have this hopes. But Srila Prabhupada says, if you have some hope for material happiness, this is not going to work in spiritual life. Spiritual life means no more hope of material happiness. Finished. He gave the example of Indra, who was cursed to take birth as a hog. And he was very happy in his slop. What do they call? Cow pen, with his cow pig pen, with his pig pen and his cow, pig family. So Brahma had to bring Indra back, so he had to kill his family and gave him, made this hopeless, materially hopeless. We want to become materially hopeless. No more hope for material happiness. Then we can take to devotional service. So anyway, the Sankirtan movement, this is the Sankirtan movement. We have opportunity today. Christmas parade is there. We can all go out and chant the holy names of the Lord, or unless we're going out on book distribution or planning to make such arrangements. This book distribution was called the Brihad Madranga, the Great Madranga. You can hear cartels and drums for a block, but the Brihad Madranga you can hear for many blocks. It can go all over the world. People are taking our books, and this way we can attain that stage of bhava. So actually this verse today, we have some more time. If you like to hear, we can hear some Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on this verse, the Na Prema Shravanadi Bhakti. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur's commentary on the verse is the yoga. It says, yoga tava Vaishnavo. He says, the yoga is Vaishnav yoga. The jnanam is knowledge concerning the Lord. Shubha karma is services performed by the devotee. Thus the meaning is, I do not perform hearing and chanting with devotion. I do not concentrate my mind on the Lord. I have no knowledge of the Lord, nor do I perform any service for the Lord. I do not have a birth suitable for serving the Lord. I have been born among the lowest people. By seeing or touching them, one must bathe for purification. By unflinching desire for you, who make yourself readily available to the least qualified, gives me great disturbance. It should be understood that the desire expressed in this verse is a desire only for attaining service at the level of prema, arising from pure bhakti devoid of jnana, karma, or yoga, because it is supposed to be an example of ashabandha, confidence expressed at the stage of bhava. Other explanations are not mentioned because they are impossible. Huh? Okay. Jiva Goswami has another commentary. He gives a description about how avyatayate is in the Atmani Pada form, but unless you're a Sanskrit scholar, you're not going to understand too much there. There's something he says. Good birth is the cause of attaining qualification for the previously mentioned items of yoga, jnana, and karma. These other processes are shown as causes of attaining the Lord only because of the accompanying performance of bhakti, which is also mentioned in the list. Concerning yoga, Kapila shows in the third canto of Bhagavatam how yoga can be combined with bhakti. The position of jnana in relation to bhakti is shown in the Gita in the verse Brahma Bhuta Prasanatma. Shubha karma should also be practiced with bhakti, as illustrated by Savaipum Samparo Dharmo Yato Bhaktir Adhokshajay. Culmination of religion is that varnashram from which bhakti to the Lord arises. So, Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, anybody has comments or questions? Aspiration, hope, yeah, aspiration, hope. Desire is also synonymous, no? Oh, yeah. Well, I think it's quoted in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. It could be by Sanatan Goswami, quoted by... Yes? The plagiarizing who? Oh, each other. I think they were on a cooperative spirit. Nana Shastra Vicharana, yes.
Oh, thank you for the nice class. I was just wondering from the verse that we read, why was the king, you know, because kings are wealthy, why was he begging alms?
Why was he begging alms? They do that sometimes for practice, just like they go out and kill animals for forests. They do some practice. I mean, that's just an idea that's possible. To develop a good quality. What? Oh, he gave up his kingdom. Okay. All right. He took to the Vanaprastha Sannyas, Panchasorvam Vanam Rajat. Kings and the cultured persons at the age of 50, not like us, they gave up Vedic culture, gave up social life. All right? Chaitanya Charitamrita Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.